e-newsletter, January 2024. This e-newsletter is also available in plain text and as an email. Welcome to the new members of the Retina UK team: Lily Powell, Individual Giving and Corporate Manager; Amelia Burton, Trust and Foundation Fundraiser; and Angie Baum, Development Intern. Webinar: A Family's Experience of Clinical Trial Participation, Thursday, 25th of January, 7 till 8 p.m. With more treatments coming through the development pipeline, we are all hopeful that more of those living with inherited sight loss will be offered the opportunity to take part in clinical trials in the years to come. But what's it like to be a participant? What do you need to consider before you commit? And how does it feel as a parent to allow your child to take part? Join Research Development Manager Kate Arkle as she talks to a young clinical trial participant and his mum about their experiences. They will also talk about other types of research participation opportunities and explain how treatments get from the laboratory to the clinic. You can register now at retinauk.org.uk/webinars or call us on 01280 821 334. Research grant awards worth £870,000 announced. Retina UK is delighted to announce that it has awarded three new research grants worth more than £870,000. The new projects will all explore innovative approaches to tackling inherited sight loss, forging a path towards treatment options for our community. Dr. Jorn Lakowski and Professor Andrew Lotry at Southampton University will investigate the preservation of central vision in retinitis pigmentosa, brackets RP. Professor Jacqueline van der Spy at UCL's Institute of Ophthalmology will work with collaborators in Germany and Turkey to delve into the consequences of toxic accumulation of a molecule called CGMP. Professor Jane Soudan from University College London's Great Ormond Street Institute of Child Health will be tackling the challenge of restoring some vision at the later stages of sight loss. The full article is available at the end of this newsletter. New Year, New You. As a new year begins, is 2024 the year that you choose to support Retina UK by taking on a challenge or organising your own fundraising event? We would love to hear from you. Whether you organise a quiz night, a bake sale or a community event, or you decide to take on a skydive, a hike or a race, we will be here to support you every step of the way. Our website has a range of events for you to choose from. Let 2024 be the year that you support Retina UK whilst getting fit too. Find out more at retinauk.org.uk/fundraising. You can also contact us to find out more. Email fundraising@retinauk.org.uk. Podcast. In the latest edition of Blindingly Chatty, Laura Tyler and Mark Pample follow on from the subject of musical instruments and discuss composition, improvisation and performance. Mark tells us how he got into music, along with giving some tips for those who are thinking of taking music to that next level. You can listen to our podcast on our website, retinauk.org.uk/podcasts, or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Local peer support group meetings. Chat with other people living with inherited sight loss at one of our free upcoming local peer support group meetings. Manchester, Saturday the 13th of January, 12 till 2 p.m., in-person social meetup at the Waldorf Pub. Talking Tech, Thursday the 18th of January, 7 till 8 p.m., online. With the upcoming release of Samsung's Galaxy S24 range and the highly anticipated Apple Vision Pro smart glasses, we would like to know if you've heard about any other new technology being released this year. London, Sunday 21st of January, 11 till 1, online. Guest speaker, Julie Thompson, Programme Manager, iCare Support Pathway, RNIB. You can find out more about all of our local peer support group meetings at retinauk.org.uk/groups. Don't forget, we're here for you. You can call our helpline on 0300 111 4000 or email helpline@retinauk.org.uk. The helpline is open Monday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Research news. Research grant awards worth £870,000 announced. Retina UK is delighted to announce that it has awarded three new research grants worth more than £870,000. The new projects will all explore innovative approaches to tackling inherited sight loss, forging a path towards treatment options for our community. Dr. Jorn Lubkowski and Professor Andrew Lotry at Southampton University will investigate the preservation of central vision in retinitis pigmentosa, (RP). Many of the genetic faults that cause RP only directly cause the degeneration of rod-shaped photoreceptors. These particular light-sensing cells are responsible for peripheral and low-light vision, but have little to do with the central vision that allows us to read, watch TV, perform fine motor tasks, and see detailed facial features. This is instead the job of cone-shaped photoreceptors. For this reason, central vision often remains intact in the early stages of RP, as the cones are undamaged. However, the cone photoreceptors do eventually suffer because they rely on nutritional support supplied by the rods, and this dwindles as more rods die. The mechanisms behind this survival signalling between rods and cones are poorly understood at an in-depth level. Dr. Lukowski and Professor Lotry have used recent advances in genome engineering and stem cell technology to establish a novel human model of RP by disabling a pivotal gene in the cone survival pathway. The new three-year project will use this mini-retina model to investigate the mechanism of RP-associated cone starvation and identify drugs that can prevent cone cell death, thereby protecting against the devastating end stages of central vision loss in a large proportion of RP cases. Professor Jacqueline van der Spy at UCL's Institute of Ophthalmology will work with collaborators in Germany and Turkey to delve into the consequences of toxic accumulation of a molecule called CGMP. The three-year project will use cell-based models of a very severe form of Leber congenital amaurosis, (LCA), caused by mutations in the AIPL1 gene, (LCA type 4). But CGMP accumulation also occurs in a number of other inherited retinal conditions, so understanding how it contributes to cell death could have a much wider relevance. The team will use cutting-edge techniques to follow up on clues about how excess CGMP impacts vital molecular pathways, with the aim of finding targets for therapeutic intervention. They also aim to test whether a particular potential drug can dampen CGMP's toxic effects. The drug compound has already been extensively refined in other laboratory work, and Professor van der Spy hopes that her project's use of highly sophisticated disease models based on human cells would allow for rapid progress into clinical trials in LCA4 should the drug show promise. Professor James Sowden from University College London's Great Ormond Street Institute of Child Health will be tackling the challenge of restoring some vision at the later stages of sight loss. At advanced stages of retinitis pigmentosa and other inherited retinal conditions, most of the light-sensitive cells, brackets photoreceptors, across the retina have died. A potential route to restoring vision is to generate new photoreceptors from stem cells and place these at the back of the eye. To this end, Professor Sowden and her team will micro-engineer a photoreceptor cell patch to implant into the retina, causing a tiny millimeter dimension scaffold for the new cells to sit in. They are hopeful that this scaffold will aid the survival and organisation of the implanted photoreceptors. Over the course of the project, they aim to demonstrate that the patch can successfully be surgically implanted into an animal eye. They will assess its compatibility with the living tissues around it and evaluate the behaviour of the new photoreceptor cells. This is the first step towards development of a therapy for late-stage RP that could be helpful in a large proportion of cases, regardless of the underlying genetic fault.